Bitcoin stalls near 80K as recent buyers. Bail on oil shock, Bitcoin printed an intraday high of $79,485 on April 22nd before getting pushed back under the $80,000 ceiling, according to a CryptoSlate recap of the session. As of April 23rd, BTC trades at $77,419, down 0.9% on the day and up 4.06% on the week. ETH sits at $2,349, 3.2%, SOL at $85,45, 3.3%, and the broader fear and greed index reads 58, still in neutral territory. The rejection was not subtle. CoinDesk tied the reversal to a jump in crude prices that bled into risk assets broadly, with equities and crypto selling in tandem. That framing matters because it makes this a macro flush rather than a crypto-specific event. There was no hack, no ETF outflow headline, no regulatory shoe dropping. Just oil going up and everything with a risk premium going down? Why $80K keeps holding? This is the third rejection at this level in recent weeks, and the price action underneath the headline number is starting to tell a clearer story. Short-term holders, the cohort that bought near the ceiling during the last two pushes, are selling into strength on each approach. CryptoSlate's note highlighted that recent buyers rushed to get out as BTC neared the top of the range. That is textbook distribution from nervous hands, and it explains why each test has produced a lower intraday peak without any fresh catalyst breaking through. The other piece is macro beta. A 4% weekly gain in BTC against essentially flat to down equities is a setup where even a mild risk-off trigger gets amplified. Oil moving higher on geopolitical jitters was enough. If the catalyst had been a CPI print or a hawkish Fed minutes release, the reaction would likely have been sharper. What the altcoins are saying, ETH, SOL, and XRP all sold harder than BTC in the same window. ETH is now down 0.83% on the week against Bitcoin's plusy 4%. That relative weakness is the tell. When majors beyond Bitcoin cannot hold a bid on a day BTC is only mildly red, it usually means leverage long positioning was stretched, and the first sign of weakness triggered forced liquidation in the higher beta names. XRP at 1.41 is down 2.81% on the day and roughly flat on the week, which puts it in the same camp as ETH and SOL. No independent strength, just following the risk tape. BNB at $631.81 is slightly more resilient but still red. The 80K question. The level matters for two reasons. First, it is a round psychological number that traders have been anchoring to since BTC broke above 70K earlier this year. Second, the derivatives market has built heavy open interest around the 80K strike, which creates a magnetic effect both above and below. A clean break above 80K with volume would likely trigger a short squeeze. A failure here, especially a weekly close below 76K, opens the door to a retest of the 72K range where prior accumulation happened. For now, the path of least resistance is sideways. Fear and greed at 58 is not euphoric, which means there is no obvious sentiment top to fade, but it is also not depressed enough to signal capitulation buying. What this means for users holding BTC on cards. For anyone spending Bitcoin directly through a crypto card or keeping stablecoin balances for day-to-day purchases, the current volatility is a reminder that sell timing on a card transaction is effectively a market order. A 3% intraday swing in the underlying asset between the time you tap and the time the transaction settles can matter. Cards that let you spend from stablecoin balances avoid this by pricing the transaction in USDC or USDT, while cards that convert BTC at the point of sale expose you to whichever direction the market moved during settlement. Users who want to hold BTC long-term but spend from a separate buffer are better off routing day-to-day purchases through stablecoins and leaving BTC untouched during weeks like this one.